نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday, and it is the 9th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. Our topic for tonight is Hukukun Nabiyyil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alal ummah. What rights does Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have over us that each one of us must implement in our daily lives? The first one, honorable listeners, is Iman. We all say we have Iman, but what does Almighty Allah Jalla Wala say? Go open Surah Hujurat, chapter number 49 of the Noble Quran, and verse number 15. And then we should evaluate our Iman and see, is it according to what the Quran Sharif is demanding from us? Innama kam fa hasar and qasar. Exclusively, only, solely, these are the people who have the true perfect Iman. إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله ثم لم يرتابوا. Only exclusively those people have true Iman who believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, believe in Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and subsequently they have absolutely no doubt. Today we live in a day and age where we are bombarded from all sides by the Zionist media, the enemies of Islam. And because we are bombarded from all sides, many a time that doubt then enters our hearts. And we start really thinking, am I following the right teachings? Is this what really Islam teaches? So this rape, Quran Sharif tells us, in the beginning of Surah Baqarah, la rayba fi. There's absolutely no doubt that this is Kalamullahi Ta'ala. This is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So when we say we believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and in Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the test, my brothers, sisters, beloved youth, you children, is what? That we must say, I believe in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, even if it is supra-logical. I don't understand it. It's beyond my logic, my perception, comprehension. Yet I will believe in it unconditionally, unreservedly. That is Iman ka taqaza. That is what Iman demands from us. Why? Because Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salam, are based on wahi. It's based on revelation. Chapter number 53, verses number 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِي يُوحَىٰ. He, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, could not speak of his own desires. It is but wahi and revelation that was revealed to him, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody asked, describe the Master alayhi salatu salam to us. Allah describes himself. What does he say? Go open this very surah and see. When it comes to the tongue Mubarak, what does Allah say? وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِهِ يُوحَىٰ. He does not speak of his own desires. It's wahi, revelation that came to him. What does the Quran say about the heart Mubarak? مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَآ. We see with our eyes, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would see with his eyes Mubarak and with his heart Mubarak, the sight and the insight of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. When it comes to the Mubarak eyes of the Master alayhi salam, ma zagha al-basaru wa ma tagha. The eyes of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam never deviated this side, that side, to go see something that was undesirable. And the entire anatomy Mubarak of the Master alayhi salam praises. Wa innaka la ala khuluqin azim. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are that beloved personality, the most precious, the most beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla in the entire universe. If you just take certain verses at random, I'll give you now. Surah 21, verse number 107. What Allah Azza wa Jalla teaches us. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it's a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Even to the non-Muslims, the Master alayhi salam, it's a mercy. But we need to take the message of the messenger and convey it to all and sundry. Our Hafiz Ab Ghori, he read beautiful Quran if he understood the message. Chapter 33, verse number 40. وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. He was, he is, he will always be the last and the final messenger of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for all times, all places. Then he read Surah 108. And you all know the Surah by heart, the children know it as well. Any person at any place, any time opposes him, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or his message and mission, Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. The reason why the surah was revealed, the sabab al-nuzul, the circumstances, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, these enemies would say, you, O Muhammad, we say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obviously, nobody will know you, Allah forbid, naqala kufar, kufar nabashid, they used to say that. Because you don't have any sons, all your sons have passed away in infancy. Abdullah passed away in infancy. Qasim, the first son, passed away in infancy. So who will know you? Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They said you will be abtar. Allah Jalla Wala defended the namus, the honor, the rank, the status of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, Hasha wa kalla, never ever will it happen like that. Inna shani'aka huwa al-abtar. Inna mubaghidaka huwa al-aqta. The one who hates you, Ya Rasulullah, or your message, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will crush him to pieces, pieces. Whether it's Ariel Sharon or whether it's any other shaitan. When Ari, you know Ari? Ari is Ariel Sharon when he martyred and murdered our leader and he, Sheikh Ahmed Yasin, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. Hamas started in 1987 and 2004, Fajr time when he emerged from the masjid after reading Fajr Salat, the F-16 was shot and he became a martyr. And then what happens? Allah Jalla Wala puts him, Ariel Sharon, for 8 years in Sakarat flat. Nobody could assist him, nobody could help him. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. Allah ki lati be awaz hai. The more they try, Allah forbid, to make movies, derogatory statements, books and cartoons, chapter 94, verse 4. The more they try to denigrate, and the more they try to ridicule you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. chapter 94, verse 4. We elevated your name, nami isme grami. How did we elevate your name, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Idha zukirtu zukirta ma'i. When my name is taken, after that your name is taken, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. You heard the adhan just now. You heard the iqama just now. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So iman demands from us, when we say we are believers, we say we are Muslim, Muslimah for my mother and sister, whatever Allah says, whatever Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, from the inner recesses of our heart, we must believe in that. We submit and surrender to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam lovingly, sincerely and willingly. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُ, and to increase that iman and increase that love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ مُصَّادِقُونَ. Then we strive in the path of Almighty Allah with our wealth, with our persons, with our time, with our ability, capability, capacity. Those are the true Muslims and so forth. So that's our foundation. So the belief, so alhamdulillah, we are believers. There's no doubt about that. Now let's see after that. Second, muhabba and ishq for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's no time, but I'll give you a few incidents. In Bukhari Sharif it is mentioned. Learn this Arabic word. That is the water we use. So for wudu, the water we use for wudu, that is called wazu, with a fatha, with a zabar on the waw. And the actions we perform, we wash our face, our hands, all that, that you call wudu, with a dhamma, with a pesh on the waw. So wazu is the water, and wudu is the actions. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Sometimes, occasionally, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a journey, or sometimes in Medina Munawwara, would perform wudu in front of the Sahaba, the beloved students and companions. Hadith come Bukhari Sharif that the Master alayhi salam is washing his chehra anwar, wajh anwar, his mubarak countenance, mubarak hands. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. وَكَادُوا يَقْتَتِلُونَ عَلَىٰ وَزُوِهِ. The Sahaba, the beloved students, the companions of the Master alayhi salam, could not even allow a droplet that touched the jasad athar of the Master alayhi salam to touch the ground. Could they allow the Master to fall on the ground? حَاشَ وَكَلَّا. Never. Then the water that touched the Master alayhi salam, they would just wait and then they would take it and then rub on their bodies and so forth. Learn the love of what Sahaba had. Kullun yadda'i bihubbi layla, wa layla la tuqirru bidhaq. Today everybody claims, I love my Layla. But Layla says, nobody loves me, only my Majnoon loves me. You know, when we were in school, what we learned? Romeo and Juliet, isn't it? And I also went to school, you know. Some of you guys think this guy never went to school or something. So I also went to school, mashallah. And we went to the good old days in the 60s. And then when we went to study in Karachi and that, then we started learning about Layla and Majnoon. So everybody used to tell Layla that we love you. Layla say, nobody loves me. Only my Majnoon loves me. Ask these youngsters who are just married or getting married now, 1-2 weeks, 1-2 months. Even they will say in English, I'm madly in love. On the word mad, they will put a mad there also. They'll say, I'm madly in love with her, like that. So now what has happened? So you must remember, somebody came to Majnoon and told him, Majnoon, you're really crazy. How could you fall in love with this Layla? Look at the teeth, it's not properly synchronized. Look at the eyes, she has a slight squint there. So what answer Majnoon gave? Majnoon said, you need the eyes of Majnoon to see the beauty of Layla. Go to your wife tonight after the program, plus tonight is Jumirat Nirat, Bomoti Rachebe. So you must remember hadith in Tirmidhi. Man ghassala wa ghassala, man iqtasala wa ghassala. One tafsir, the ulama made of the hadith in Tirmidhi, you took a bath yourself and you make somebody else bath. Somebody else don't mean somebody else. It means your wife. You don't understand? So hadith in Tirmidhi, you must remember that. So if you tell her, Hopi, darling, sweetheart, today I'm looking at you, and you look extra beautiful. So the what the beholder sees, the beauty, she will go for Mehraj now in Rabiul Awwal, remember that. So you must understand these things here. So see Sahaba. Let's carry on. For you ulama students, esteemed listeners, write it down. In Makkah Mukarramah, there was no Allah. They used to shout, As-salatu jamia, As-salatu jamia. Come, it's Salat time. In Medina Munawwara, there was a mashura held, big meeting, emergency, hangami ijlas, in Urdu we say. What is the menu? What is the agenda? How must we call people for Salat and so forth and so on? So remember, that was the meeting, the agenda and menu and so forth. So somebody said, blow a horn like the Jutlas. Somebody said, ring the bell like the Christian. Somebody said, burn a fire like the Majusis, fire in worship. All that rejected. So it was inconclusive. That night, one Sahabi, listen to his full name, Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi. There's no fairy tales this. This is Sahih Hadith. Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi sees a dream. The angel is telling him, Ya Abdullah, you want to know Azan? Go and tell the Master, alayhi salam, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, all the words. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. See, he runs Fajr time, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw this dream. Habibuna Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, confirmed it and said, even I receive wahi. Lahu hadithun wahid. Imam Nasai, rahimahullah, O ulama, O students, he wrote a book of all those rawis and reporters and narrators of hadith who only narrated, reported one hadith to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi is one of them. He narrated one hadith, but that hadith is practiced in every city, every country, every continent. I went to Russia, I went to China, I went where and where. Everywhere you hear the azan. The hadith the man narrated, but it's practiced in all parts of the world. So what happens? So now Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu calls Sayyidina Bilal, oh Bilal, you give the azan, you have a very powerful loud voice. You Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi sahibu ru'ya, the person who saw the dream of azan, you will render the iqamah. So now he also feels, mashallah, that at least my contribution is there. So now he's busy and he loves the Master alayhi salam. You youngsters, listen now. On 12th Rabiul Awwal, Monday morning, the year is 632. The Master alayhi salatu salam makes parda wa intaqala ila rahmatillah. Abdullah bin Zayd bin Abdi Rabbihi goes one side to his garden and says, Ya Allah, I saw your piara, I saw Habibullah, I saw Khatamun Nabiyeen, I saw Ya Muzammil, Ya Mudassir. Now Allah, I don't want to see anybody. You take my sight and vision away. And it happened. If you think I'm speaking fairy tales, go open Irshadul Qari ila Sahih al-Bukhari, you will find the incident there. Sahaba were that. They didn't want to see makhluk after they saw the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. The ishq and the love they had for the Master Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Our Mufti Sahib, now he read. It's a pity, you know, we don't understand Arabic, we don't understand Urdu. When I was in Newcastle, so sometimes the guests used to come from overseas, you know. So some great ulama, Jumma time, so we put them on for Jumma lecture. So Sam come by me, he say, what you put all these Urdu lectures here, we don't understand. So I kept quiet, you know. So after a few weeks, one Qawwali guy came, you know. So Qawwal guy came. So then I asked them that this Mota was there. He said, what? He was in the first surf and he's shaking and he's throwing money and all that. So I called him, buddy. So lecture you didn't understand. Qawwali, how much you pari? You understood? Qawwali, that Qawwali we understand, but the lectures we won't understand in this level. So shaitan yet in us sometimes, you see. So Mufti Sahib read beautifully, speaking of the pasina, about the perspiration of the Master alayhi salatu salam. I'm just giving you lessons. What Allah put in my head, remember Ishqun Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam, Umm Sulaim, how intelligent she was, my mothers and sisters. When the Master alayhi salatu salam came from Makkah Mukarramah and to Madinah Munawwara, the people are waiting, anticipating, what can we do? She didn't bring any material present. She brought, come here, beta, what's your age?
10.
Yeah, shabash, shabash. You're the right guy. What's your name?
Muhammad.
Muhammad, check it out. Muhammad is a special guy. You know Nasim Timur? Where is that Nasim? He disappeared. Where is he? I gave him two kitabs. There he is, sitting at the back somewhere. I gave him two kitabs. One is for him and one is for you. You tell Nasim he must give it to you. See this youngster Muhammad. First youngster I pulled out. 10 years old. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes to Medina Munawwara. Umm Sulaim comes, brings a 10-year-old youngster, Anas bin Malik, says, Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm not giving you anything, but I'm giving you my son. He's waqaf for you, he will make your khidmat day and night. For 10 years, he stayed with the Master alayhi salatu salam, Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, said better. So, you know what Anas says? One day Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so pleased with me and he made dua, Allahumma barik lahu fi ahlihi wa malihi. Ya Allah, give him barakah in his family, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. In his wealth, give him barakah. He says, when I used to count my children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, over 100 they were. And when he used to make Khatmul Quran, he used to gather the children, grandchildren that were present, and he used to make Ijtimai collective dua. Go open Al-Arba'een of Allama Nawawi, you will find it there. He says, my harvest and my crops, people used to experience it once a year. I used to get twice a year because I was making the khidmah of the Master and serving him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what used to happen when the crops used to come? So not only twice a year, usme khushbu bhi nikalti thi. There was a fragrance emanating from there. Understand? I was telling you about the pasina, about the perspiration of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So remember, my brothers and sisters, Umm Sulaim, she says sometimes, occasionally, Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to come to our house and rest qailula. So while the Master alayhi salam is now resting, I used to take small little bottles, like when you have oud, when you have the very expensive itar, 5,000, 10,000, the small bottle, if you know about itar. So she says, I used to take small bottles, and the perspiration, Mubarak, of the Master alayhi salam, emanating from the Jasad-e-Athar, open Tirmizi's riwayat, I used to place in the small bottles. One day Habibuna Rasulullah woke up and asked, what are you doing, Ya Umm Sulaim? She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we take your pasina Mubarak, we take your perspiration Mubarak, and we mix it with our ether, normal ether, and it becomes the best ether and perfume of Medina Munawwara. See how they love the Master. They love everything of the Master. It is wartime. You go to Uhud. What do you see in Uhud? Go read about Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala and Sahabi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The arrows were coming in from different directions. And what he did? He saw that some Sahaba went away because the rumor had spread the Master alayhi salam is shaheed and martyred. The morale broke. But Abu Dujana saw, nay, I must go. And he became a human shield. He showed this ummah what is ta'zeem and what is respect right in the battlefield and what is ishq. He did not go and make peace. He did not go and let his back face the Mubarak Jasad-e-Athar of the Master alayhi salam. He took his chest and he took the Mubarak body of the Master. Ya Rasulallah, no arrow must touch you. I will take every arrow that comes from different directions. Showing love and respect at the same time. Go open chapter 9, verse number 24. O Ummah, O Ulama, O Hufaz, Allah is giving us the challenge. You really love Allah? You really love Nabi alayhi salam? Our children, our mothers, our sisters, our brothers in Hamas are teaching the world. Nay, they're teaching the non-Muslims. Over 100,000 of them became Muslim now after seeing the images emanating from Gaza al-Mubarakah. The unintended consequences. Allah is giving me and you a challenge. 8 different items Allah mentions. You ask Mawlana Fahim, ask Mawlana Musaji. Qul in kana aba'ukum wa abna'ukum wa ikhwanukum وأزواجكم وأشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها. Allah says, your parents, your children, your siblings, your spouses, your businesses, your houses, your farms, your palatial homes. If any one of them أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله, if they are more beloved to you than Allah Azza wa Jalla, then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and making jihad in the path of Allah, inviting towards Allah, fighting in the path of Allah, teaching, educating the ummah, all that is jihad. Jihad is a very, very broad connotation in Islam. If you give any of this preference over Allah, the love for Allah, over the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, over jihad, fatarabbasu, then wait hatta ya'ti Allah bi amri. Allah will unleash his punishment upon you. See, brother, darne ka maqam is something we should be fearing. So third one, ta'zeemun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, I can call you Abdullah, I can call you Zainab Fatima, you can call me A.K. Abdul Qadir, we don't have no objection on that. But you can't call the Master alayhi salam just by his name. Allah says it's not allowed. لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. Allah Jalla Wala addresses the Master. 25 prophets, Nami Nami, Ismi Grami, honorable names are mentioned in the Quran. But when Allah addresses them, Ya Yahya, Ya Kariya, Ya Musa, Ya Isa. But when Allah addresses Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does he say? Ya ayyuhan nabi, ya ayyuhan rasul, ya ayyuhan muzammil, ya ayyuhan dathir. Allah himself shows so much respect to Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who are we, brothers? It does not behove a true Muslim, we just write a S or S-A-W, and we don't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So brothers, utmost reverence, respect. Ye to iman ka taqaza hai. We brought iman on the Master alayhi salam. And we love the Master alayhi salam more than anybody, anything in the world and universe. Then show love for the Master alayhi salam and respect for the Master alayhi salam. Next one, when you come to the a'mal, the af'al, the actions of the Master alayhi salam. We just performed Isha Salat. How did we perform Isha Salat? We just perform, most of us, haphazardly. Up, down, kiss the ground, back to town. And we don't even know which surah the Imam read in. So he said, no, Imam Sahib, he read very dull, you understand? Long surah, so I forgot. When I was in Newcastle, Mohammed Sema, our principal, many of you, don't worry, listeners, sometimes they think we're off air that this guy passed away. I'm still alive, you understand? I was just drinking some of the honey water our Mufti Sahib brought. Allah Jazahullah Khair. So when Mawlana Sema, he passed away 2007, Allah Ta'ala Ghariqe Rahmat Farmay, Allah grant our Mawlana Jannat al-Firdaus. So like November, all that would send us here, there, you understood, go take exams, you know. So you can see how tall I am. You know, I wear size 12, size 13 shoes and all that. So I come to the classroom. The students are there. They see this guy. Oh, small, small children. So, Muhammad, now you, I gave you a kitab, you must be awake, no? So now Muhammad, in janaza salat, how many rukus there are? Two or three? You tell me, two or three? You tell him, how many? Huh?
Zero.
You tell him. One or two? You tell him. See, this like this, they sharp like this, all come from Stenger, you know. Hazrat Sheikh was here, so barakat of Hazrat Sheikh, nawwar Allah, barakatahu. So when I go there, I ask them, how many rukus in janaza? He say, two. I say, very good. The other one, he say, three. I say, very good. The other one, he say, four. I say, all of you wrong, I'll give you zero. Now they finish with that. I pass them all, you understand? So this type of thing. So that is our halat today, you understand? You ask the big guys also, they don't know which surah the Imam read and all. So anyway, carry on. Study the Arabic language, the philology, history of the Quran and the Arabic language. Surah 3, verse 31. When you have a cow, some of you have farms, right? Yes, Tenga, Rounding, Kwadubuza, and you all know better than me all. So, when you have your farm, you have your cattle. So, when that cow gives birth to the calf, in Arabic you call that calf Tabi'a or Tabi'a, male, female. So, Quran teaches us how the calf emulates the mother in every facet of life, walking, moving, sitting, resting, whatever it is. So you, O Ummat Muslimah, when it comes to the A'mal, Af'al, actions of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, chapter 3, verse 31, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni, the translation of the Quran nowadays, they write, follow me, emulate me. It's a bit incomplete. Imitate me immaculately. That is the correct translation. Follow me, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in all facets of life. People are going for Umrah now. Thousands of them. I met one Ajisab now also. So I asked him, Baji, how was the crowd? So he said, oh, mashallah, you understand? That we made Umrah, everything very good. But you see people today who can walk, but they saw the electric cars there. They say, I to go Haru. We just pay something and just go in there. There's nothing wrong with them. But the intention was tainted and polluted from the start. We just go for shopping. Just go for some holiday, some entertainment. What we must walk. Just press the button and electric business. That type of Umrah is not even valid according to us. Understand? When you can walk and so forth. So anyway, the separate discussion. I want to show you the word fattabi'uni. Follow me, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. What will happen? Two things will happen. Quran says, yuhibbukumullah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wala, and your sins get forgiven. So after iman, then ishq, the true love for Nabi alayhi salam, ta'zeem, the respect for the Master alayhi salam, imitating, emulating the Master alayhi salam every day of our life, not only in Rabi'ul Awwal and 12 Rabi'ul Awwal, every day of our life, the Master alayhi salam is uswa'i hasana, is Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Next one, ita'ah. You will not find a single place in the Quran Sharif where Ati'ullah is mentioned and after that Rasul is not mentioned. That is to do with Aqwalun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the speech Mubarak, the advices of the Master. Be obedient to that. Then you have got through Iman and perfect Iman. We just hear hadith, we say, Ya teacher. He said, I heard that Maulana saying this is a weak hadith. That person doesn't even know what is the definition of weak hadith, but he also is passing judgment. You see. So this is both very, very dangerous. I want to say, both khatra hai isme. We just start taking things like, you know. See, I give you examples. Qul ati'u Allah wa Rasul. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Why Allah says this? Allah said Himself, may yuti'ir Rasul faqad ata'a Allah. You can never be obedient to Almighty Allah without being obedient to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand who is the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hassan bin Sabit, listen to this, brothers. Learn some Arabic. You children, learn some Arabic. Hassan bin Thabit, Sha'iru Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the member of the Master alayhi salam. They put another member for him, for Hassan. Oh Hassan, you sit there and you make jihad. Jihad bil lisan. So Hassan used to read poetry. And what he said, Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati, Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bimaqalati. Is not my speech that is going to elevate the Master alayhi salatu salam. Walakin madahtu maqalati bimuhammadi. My speech gets elevated when I take the nami ismigrami of the Master alayhi salam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. What is the difference between Mahmud and Muhammad? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Zati Grami, he is that personality. Every minute, every moment, Allah is sending salawat and durood upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahmad, I praise Allah the most in the entire creation. Mahmud, Allah will praise you, but not all times. So Mahmud will be sometime, but Muhammad all the time. You got it? For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So see how Hassan praised the Master alayhi wa sallam. Ma in madahtu Muhammadan bi maqalati, walakin madahtu maqalati bi Muhammadi. Walakin madahtu maqalati bi Muhammadi. My speech gets elevated when I take the name nami ismigrami, honorable name of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So learn all these things, dear brothers. So ittiba, the actions of the Master. Ita'a, next one. Tablighun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the message of the messenger. We can't keep it to ourselves. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith, open Bukhari, Muslim, Musnad Ahmad, Mishkan Sharif. Ballighu anni walau aya. You Muslim, you must take my message, every line, every verse, and go propagate it to everybody. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim, go see. Hajjatul Wida, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba, 124,000 plus minus approximately. فَلْيُبَلِّغُ شَاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبُ. Go and convey this message of mine to all who are absent. Tabligh Jamaat, I always say this on the radio for the past 100 years. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, he started this work in 25, 26. He passed away in 1924. Allah Jalla Wala grant him the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. He was mujaddid of this work of Dawah and Tabligh. So what are we doing? The Tabligh Jamaat, brothers, you must be making tazkir. Go to the Muslims and go remind them. وَذَذْكِرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَةً فَأُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This reminding is very beneficial. You the ulama, you the great students who are studying now and doing takhassus, you must not only take the message to the Muslims, we have to take the message to the non-Muslims. Because the media today is a toxic media, is a poisonous media. And Allah has warned us about this. In Surah number 61, verse number 8, Allah speaks of them. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُتْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They want to, the enemies, the Zionists and others, to extinguish the radiance of Allah with their mouths and their mass media. But Allah inspires us. We are small little chewing gums, what are we? We're non-entities. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Allah will let this noor of Islam spread across the world, even though the non-Muslims hate it and detest it. When last did we give the true message to the non-Muslim? We have our employees in our shop, in our houses, everywhere. They know inshallah, jazakallah, they even know tijuri kachi. They even know, they're just waiting to learn the code. You understood? Yeah. Then they'll clean that also up. Because we never taught them Islam. I told you the story. You like stories. I was a young boy. I'm born in Heidelberg, Transvaal, right? We grew up. I was born in a location, African location. Our shop is in front. Till now is there. I go there sometimes. They turn into a church also. I just said, I was born here, you were in a church. And then our house is there, you see. So the house was here and the toilet and by outside. So every day we carry the bottle, you know, like this. So we carry the bottle. You must listen, Muhammad. Hey, wake him up. He's fast asleep. He's gone for Mi'raj. He's thinking of his Majnoon and Layla. What you saw better? You saw me in the dream. So the Bitara, he got low. See, so now we go outside, you see. So now we take the bottle. So we had one guy working fast, 30, 35. I don't know if he embraced Islam, but he knew a lot about Islam. John, his name. I was a very young boy, like them, 6, 8, 10 years old. So I carried the bottle. Now he knew I used to joke, you know. So I asked him, John, you know why we take this? He said, of course I know. I say, why? He say, now that time they speak like that, you know. He say, because you police, you Indian, you'll eat so much your masala, the chilies. You see, maningilo chisa. Maningilo chisa. So when it's maningilo chisa, you have to put some radiator. Now I'm asking you, who's to blame for that? I'm asking you, who's to blame? Aren't we to blame? We never took the true message of Islam to them. So they drew their own conclusion. So brothers, ulama, students, it is our duty. The awam will carry on with the tabligh work. Da'wah work. Excellent. It's the best work. I traveled so many countries. But you, ulama, you have to take Islam to the non-Muslims also. Because the enemy are capitalizing because we are not doing our job. Then they draw their own conclusions. So even you non-Muslim, I know you are listening to me. So tomorrow I'll be on live, inshallah, on Ansar Radio from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. You send any question you want on Islam. Anything. 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. Anything you want. No censorship. We will ask that question and you don't have to. We'll answer it, inshallah, with the help of Allah. And remember, it will not be censored. So you ask whatever you want. So remember this, we got nothing to hide. We have the best, we want to share it with the rest. So that is the next hukuk and haq of the Master alayhi salam. Next one, my brothers, tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best night of the week, the best day of the week, is hadith sahih, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah. Aksiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Read abundant durood sharif, salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't worry about numbers, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000. Keep the tongue moist, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quickly, my time is going. All of you elders here, jazakumullahu khair. We lost so many ulama here in Stengah. Allah give them ghariqa rahmat, jannat al-firdaus. Too many to mention. Especially one I have to mention, our Mawlana Tutla Sahab. He was one of the most instrumental in bringing Sheikh here, Hazrat Sheikh Nawarullah Marqadahu. Three things I tell you quickly. So Hazrat Sheikh Nawarullah Marqadahu, you must remember when I saw him personally, there in Madinah Munawwara, cold winter's night, and outside, where the fence is, beyond that, in the wheelchair, Mawlana Tutla, Haji Ahmad Nakhuda, and the other Khuddam, Rahimahullah, most of them even passed away, they would put the blanket, they would put all the covering, and Sheikh would sit for 2.5-3 hours in that cold winter's night, reading Salat and Salam, not only Thursday night, every night. How would he read, my brothers? How would the Shaykh read? As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muzammil. He would read the whole surah Muzammil. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal muddathir. He would read the whole surah Muddathir. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya ayyuhal nabi. He would read the whole surah Tahrim. Me and you, we need 2-3 minutes, we tired. You understand? Police chased us away. My brothers, I went for salami with Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah, in Makkah. Sheikh told us, Hazrat Allama bin, these were the Rijal, these were the Pahar, these were the giants we saw. And Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, rahimahullah, said, میں جوانی کے عالم میں 32-33 مرتبہ تواف کرتا تھا یومیہ. Every day I used to make tawaf 32 times a day, 33 times a day. Me and you go make 32 times tawaf a day to be our janazah, you understand? You know how we are. We all, you know, you put luggage, fragile characters, you know. So we all fragile, you understand?
say South Africa, I'm the Junubi Africa. Even the Imam likes Junubi Africa. They also come here, you see. Tell them, go other Africa, you say, no, Junubi Africa is good, you see. So like that, Jamal, it goes on like that, anyway. So one day I was sitting with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahab, our beloved Honorable Ustad. I said, Hazrat, ye durood, durood, kya matlab hai, Hazrat? He said, durood ek Farsi lafaz hai. It's a Persian word. And it means you have a bumper crop. You have a bumper harvest. And when you have that bumper harvest, bumper crop, then you sell it in minimum time for maximum profit. So read sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, minimum time, maximum benefit, inshallah. The iman will increase, the love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will increase. Today you went, Haji Sahib went, this one went. When you go towards the Rosa Mubarak, the hadith is written there, the frame is there. But ma'al asafi shadeed, majority of the people can't read it. It's sahih hadith in Tirmidhi, twice it's mentioned. Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. My intercession is for those people of my ummah who perpetrated, committed major sins. So tonight, my brothers, when we finish here, go and read Surah Kahf if you can. Hadith Sahih in Sunan al-Darimi. Man qara'a Surah al-Kahf laylat al-Jumu'ah adha'a lahu min al-nur ma baynahu wa bayn al-bayt al-atiq. You read Surah Kahf tonight, so Allah will bless you with nur, radiance and effulgence from here, Stenga, Kwaduguza, South Africa, right till the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. Our iman is on that. It's sahih hadith in Sunan al-Darimi. You read tomorrow, Man qara'a Surah al-Kahf yawm al-Jumu'ah adha'a lahu min al-nur ma bayn al-Jumu'atayn. You read Surah Kahf tomorrow, so Allah will bless you with nur, radiant effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasa'i in Sahih Muslim. Make dua tonight, tomorrow. Ya Allah, give me more on a Friday. Hazrat Nawar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat Mawla Masihullah Khan Sahab, he passed away in 92 on a Friday. Go see Hazrat's last hours and last minutes and so forth. How they used to cry and beg Allah. Man tawaffahu Allahu yawm al-jumu'ah aw laylataha waqahu Allahu min fitnatil qabr. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, sahih authentic hadith. A person passes away tonight with Iman Islam. A person passes away tomorrow before sunset with Iman Islam. Allah will protect that person, remember, from azab jahannam and the torment of the grave. Last one, read abundant Durood Sharif, and then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will intercede for us on the day of justice. We thank all the directors of the various radio stations, Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, Markaz Sahaba, the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and his team. We thank the Imams here, Mona Musa Ji, Mona Fahim, all the trustees. I don't even know you. Barakallahu feek, Allah Ta'ala reward all of you. You come here to learn something. So love Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Inculcate the love of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Adibu awladakum ala thalasi khisal. Teach your children three things. Hubbi nabiyikum, the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And wa hubbi tilawatil Quran. And teach them, you must remember to love qira tilawat of Quran. The love of Allah, the love of Nabi alayhi salam, the love of Quran. All that is something we have to do, brothers, sisters, parents. Then last one is this, our brother Hafiz Zakaria. So I went to Masjid Munawwar Maghrib time. So the brothers were explaining to me the whole incident, what happened. Then I met his brother, I met his son, and so we make dua on this Mubarak night. Ya Allah, Allah majma baynahu wa bayna ahlihi, ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, bring him back safely to his family, his wife, children, whoever else, ya Allah. We live in a halat. Anything can happen in a split second, brothers. Make special dua tonight, my sisters and children, for Ghazla al-Maraka. They're giving everything, and the Jutlas don't know what's happening. You must remember that. 11 and a half months now, almost. Show me one country could take on Israel. They're not taking Israel on, they're taking on 65, 70 countries. America leading the pack. When you see Afghanistan, 48 countries they took on our Mujahideen and they defeated them. Our Hamas is taking on 70 countries plus minus. Cry to Allah on this Mubarak night, my brothers. Allah Jalla Wala, protect the Haramain Sharifain. Allah protect Masjidul Aqsa. Allah protect all our masajid also. Can we make short dua? You know, you want long dua, you go istima, inshallah. We make shortcut dua, you understood? And this type of things, الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام المسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين يا رب العالمين اللهم اشدد وطأتك على يهود على جيوش اليهود على جيوش الامريكيين واعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم في مرضانا مرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا موت المسلمين يا الله ہمارے گناہوں معاف فرما دیجئے يا الله ستاری کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے يا الله حبيبنا اللہ سن کی سفارش نصیب فرما دیجئے یا اللہ وہ برادر حافظ زکریہ bring him back home یا اللہ safe and sound یا اللہ have mercy on him have mercy on all of us our brothers also are kidnapped یا اللہ in different parts of the world in Guantanamo Bay and where our sister Dr. Afia bring them back to their families یا اللہ our brothers who are helping us yeah our brother Nassim Timol and everybody else reward them oh Allah our engineers and all of them, Hafiz Basa, Dawood Munli, and everybody else. Ya Allah, reward them all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, mastakhdimna. Allah, mastakhdimna. Learn this dua, O Ummah. Allahumma mastakhdimna. Ya Allah, use us for your deen, Ya Allah. Wa la tastabdilna. Don't replace us because of our vices and sins, Ya Allah. Allahumma mastakhdimna. Wa la tastabdilna. Qala Allah Ta'ala fi shani habibi. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين إن شاء الله the azan will go now on Markaz Sahaba and thereafter Mawlana Salim's talk on قلب سليم إن شاء الله and I will be on tomorrow Mawlana Salim will be on 4 o'clock I'll be on 5 o'clock with Mawlana Salim so for 1 hour إن شاء الله 5 to 6 tomorrow morning, inshallah. Make dua for us, dua for the ummah, to all of you, stinger brothers, children, sisters. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khairan. Allah accept all our broken duas and efforts. Ameen. Jazakallahu khairan.